Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squidbilly Bo Morgan, and Miss Allie Mack live out here at Falcons training camp. Please welcome in Mr. Wide Receiver 1, Drake London. Let's start here, Drake. First of all, thanks for hanging out with us. Year 4, what changes? I'm talking about the unloading procedure. I'm talking about moving into the dorm. You've been around these facilities for years now. I'm not talking about the on the field. I'm talking about the car you drive in, where you're parking. What's different here in year 4 that got you feeling comfortable?
Really nothing. I don't really see anything that's different. Just excited to play some football and finally be back out here with the guys. Yeah.
Drake, last year you really showed the world. They look at me, the NFL world, and I have people come up, they're listeners, and they'll tweet us and everything. They'll be like, man, Drake's going to have a breakout season this year. And I said, hell, he had 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. How do you break out over that? But to that point, how do you go in the offseason after having a year like that and say, oh, wait, I got to find holes in my game and work on and get better, and then to eclipse that big season that you had last year?
Exactly that. Just work on the little nuances that I see in the film room and on the field with myself that I could get better at is the biggest thing. And then to just go out there and prove the doubters wrong at the end of the day. It's kind of a trend right now that I keep on going underrated and just flying under the radar, and I'm okay with that. I'm not really a big public guy anyway, so it's totally fine with me. But, you know, I have to go out there and prove every year, and that's my goal every year.
Well, it is day one of training camp, so back to work, and clearly you guys are working hard. But what did you do in your off season? Did you get into anything fun?
No, I'm not a big traveler. My traveling is going back to Cali, where that's home base. So go back, see family, and hang out. That's pretty much it.
Falcons wide receiver Drake London hanging out with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, we're going to get into a little more football. We'll have a little more fun in just a second. Year 4 for you, fourth time in 4 years you've had a different starting quarterback in week one. How do you find the continuity? Because it's really incredible. We've seen the ups and downs, and hey, bad situation at quarterback, different offense coordinator, different head coach. You've been pretty consistent over your career. What do you give credit to for that?
I don't know who to give credit to, but just see ball, get ball. I don't really care how it's thrown. As long as it's in my vicinity, then I'm going to go get it, you know? So that's my whole mentality. And
understanding of the playbook, things like that. I mean, it just comes naturally.
I mean, yeah, there's days that I have to go in and really study with the coaches and get with the quarterbacks and figure out those little things that I have to do to make the playbook just that much better and more understandable for me. But other than that, I see ball, go get ball.
What do you think those conversations have been like so far with Michael Penix trying to get comfortable with him?
They've been great, you know. And really, he's the same way. He just wants to throw the pigskin, and I just want to catch it. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, to that point with the different guys, what's the adjustment like for that? Because you guys switched midseason, so you adjust on the fly. Because everybody throws it. You know, these guys are different. Kirk goes a different ball than Penix does. And how's the adjustment? Because Penix, he's got a freaking laser. That thing comes out quick.
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes it caught me off guard. But other than that, it's just catching a football at the end of the day, and I try to keep it as simple as that because that's what it is. I don't try to overcomplicate things.
You guys did an off-season during the OTAs and stuff. You did an off-season video that was on .com for the Falcons, and they were with you, and you had just found out they picked up your fifth-year option, and your reaction was so pure, so cool about just what it meant to you about, you know, that it was almost like, hey, we notice what you're doing, how valuable you are to our team.
Yeah. Again, how I said earlier, I kind of fly under the radar on a lot of people's whatever you might say it is. So for them to notice it is a huge thing, especially the facility that or the organization that drafted me and believed in me from the get-go. So it means a lot to have them do that for me and want to keep me here.
Well, I'm going to ask another fun question. Who are you rooming with out here at training camp?
Yeah. I got Mooney, Ray, and Cadell Hodge.
All right. I know it's only been one day, but who's the messiest out of them?
Who's the messiest? Now we're all clean. We're all good.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we run a strict regimen in that dorm right there.
Yes. Let's say on that topic, Drake London hanging out with us here on the morning shift. Talk to me about the locker room a little bit, and that's a big thing. When I was here playing, it was, you know, who's on the aux corps. I think, you know, we had William Moore some days. Sante Samuel stepped in, that's the senior, not the junior that, you know, everybody's familiar with now. Who's on the aux these days? I mean, what kind of music are y'all listening to in the locker room? What are the vibes like? Is it muted in the morning, or is somebody waking y'all up, getting things bumping in the early days?
It depends on who puts some music on, but it's usually JB, Jesse Bates, who usually puts some stuff on. It's really the defensive guys who kind of run the music. Yeah, pretty much. So now they put on some smooth stuff. You know, we have some Drake in there, Lil Baby, little stuff like that. So, yeah.
You any concerts or anything this off season? I know you said you didn't do much, but there's been a lot of acts, obviously in California and Atlanta too.
Yeah, no, I don't really go to concerts or anything like that. I
stay low key, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. I wanted to ask, this is a goofy camp question. We did it last year. Last year, you were phenomenal with the Guardian cap answer. But was Drake London's spirit animal?
Spirit animal?
Yeah, you know, what animal do you relate to in the animal kingdom?
Oh, for sure, a lion. I mean, what is it? Astrology. I'm a Leo, so I guess a lion. Yeah.
That's Drake London right there. Very cool to talk to him yesterday at Falcons training camp. 7:06, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. How did you guys feel about talking to Drake London yesterday? I mean, clearly they don't have a messy dorm is what I gathered.
I also took away a huge chip on his shoulder. And you know, he mentioned multiple times, like I like flying under the radar because it feeds me. You know, he said it multiple times, and then his spirit animal is a lion, and he has become a very aggressive on the field. I don't know if you remember, but the Penix interception last year in his first game where Pitts bobbles it and the guy takes it back. London's the one that made the tackle and then got in a fight. And he has got, I hate that, you need to dog in him or whatever. I just can't stand when people do that because it's so cliche. But he definitely has, he's that kind of football player that's soft-spoken, nice off the field. But when he steps in those lines, I mean, dude just turns into a different kind of human being.
I would use the term tone setter. Like, to me, he's the tone setter for this offense, right? When he has his hands on the football, he's going to drag down 3 and 4 people. And, you know, he's going to bring the physicality Tyler Algier is that to an extent, but he's not the starting running back right now.
Yeah.
Right? And Tyler Algier is going to deliver that kind of backup blow. To me, Drake London is the tone setter for this offense. And I think in a lot of ways, and you actually heard Michael Penix talk about this just a little while ago, and he was talking about the Darnell Mooney setting up the passing camp they did out in California. So I think Darnell Mooney is a little bit of a leader, you know, in terms, not that Drake isn't, but I think Drake, what he brings to that wide receiver room, and I think they just kind of coexist in that way as leaders, but he just brings that physicality and that tone setter attitude of really, you know, kind of setting this offense forward in terms of delivering a blow to the defense. And I think that's awesome when you have a passing attack that can feature a wide receiver that is going to. I think Mike Evans has been that way a lot of his career, of like just bowling into people. There's been a number of other people throughout the NFL that do that, but Drake London is that guy. So, yeah, I felt a very business-like attitude from him yesterday. That's why I wanted to ask the question about year four. Like, how do you find the consistency? He is very business-like. He's not a guy he knows exactly what he is.
Yeah.
Well, and I love that about him.
Well, and, you know, I did have someone like tweet me and say, I think he's going to have a breakout year. I'm like, dude, I think last year was his breakout year. But it's hard when you achieve something to keep the same drive that you had before. How does he build on that? And look, we can talk all we want, and I'm not trying to be negative on day two of training camp, but we always give Kyle Pitts this pass because he's played with all these different quarterbacks. But no one ever talks about the fact that Drake London's went through the same thing but didn't have a year of Matt Ryan, and look at how well he has done.
Yeah. He's been exceptional. And it is funny, too, because when you and I first got on air and we started having conversations about Drake London,
We argued about it.
I didn't know what he was. And I think that his role, they've given him the ability to really transform the role that he has offensively. He was, to me, I think a lot of times during his rookie year, it was like, hey, this is a wide receiver one. He's going to be a guy that can stretch the field. That's not who he is. He's not a stretch the field wide receiver. And I think that a lot of times when you looked at Drake London and what this offense could be, it's like, oh, you got to stretch field, you know, this, that, and the other. He's going to really stretch. That's not what he is. And I think he's settled in so nicely over the last 2 years, but specifically last year, with what his skill set is. Remember we talked to him about it last year.
Yeah.
Who's the fastest wide receiver? He's like, it ain't me. That's not my game.
Yeah,
That's not what I play.
But he's quick. And he wanted to talk about his quickness. So when they drafted him, a lot of what people were what I felt that they were talking about was of his physicality and contested catches, and he could catch the ball, you know, in a tight. You could throw in a tight window with him where he's blanketed and he's going to squeeze it and hold on to it, and that's exactly what he's been. But I think, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember you and I debating. I want to say arguing, but going back and forth. Not on the air, but like at practice field, about if he could be physical enough. And I think you underestimated his physicality a little bit because he's tall, but he doesn't look.
He's lean.
He doesn't look like a towering physical presence as far as, you know, like size. And he doesn't look like he's a, you know, some of these guys look like bodybuilders, right? Like they just look like. They're chiseled out.
Very vascular. You see every muscle fiber in their shoulder.
Julio is chiseled out of stone.
Well, and so Drake London is 6'4", 214.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Right.
He's a big dude. I saw yesterday.
Julio Jones was 6'4", 230 for reference. Maybe 6'3", 230.
That's a big difference.
Julio Jones was the most physically gifted person I ever met in my life. Ever. Like, he had veins in his shins. I swear.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not making that up. It was crazy. His shins looked like a Rand McNally roadmap. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, dude, what? This guy came straight out of a factory.
Yeah. No, he's not. I've never seen, I'll tell you something. I've never seen anyone run routes like Julio Jones.
Violent.
That's why his body didn't hold up. It wasn't that he didn't take care of himself. And now I say didn't hold up, and he still played like 10 or 11 years in the NFL at a high level for most of those. But he ran so violently. He would stop and cut, and it was all like one just violent movement. And with the speed that he ran on. But I tell you, a guy that I looked at yesterday, Mike, and I was like, oh, he's big. It's James Pierce Jr. And not in a like – a different way than both the guys we just talked about. He kind of, forgive me for the comparison, but I look out there, and he kind of reminds me of the way Pitts is like physically like bigger than most of the guys and just looks different in that kind of way. I think he's more chiseled than Pitts, believe it or not, but he was bigger than I thought he was.
So 6'5", 243.
Yeah, but that 243... When you hear 6'5", and you hear 243, you think he's a little bit scrawnier than he actually is. He's lean, don't get me wrong, but I thought he was bigger than I thought he would.
Here's the other thing, though, about that. He's listed, I think he's probably listed bigger than Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd was massive yesterday.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, I was looking at him going, no, dude, like everything that you read about Leonard Floyd is like, he's 6'3", you know, 235, 240. Nah, dog. Like, that's a big old dude.
So,
like, that was the biggest dude on the field. He looked like, you know, when I looked at Leonard Floyd, who I thought about? I thought about Calais Campbell. That's what Calais Campbell.
Calais is a big dude.
Calais is obviously thicker, way thicker. But when you look, like, that's how imposing it felt like looking at Leonard Floyd yesterday.
I'll say this, a little inside, you know, behind the scenes. Like, I was standing on the sidelines, and this guy walks by me, player walks by me with no helmet on. And I just look up, and I see this big-ass dude walking by me. I'm like, so I turn, and it was Leonard Floyd. And I was like, okay.
Just imposing.
I always thought Leonard Floyd was leaner.
I just expected him to look like Lorenzo Carter. And maybe that's just my mind playing tricks on me.
Zoe's a big dude.
I know he is, but like to me, and like you said, you were talking about James Pierce being a big dude, and he was. But I thought Leonard Floyd yesterday was the biggest dude on the field. Like, just looking at him from the sideline, you're like, Jesus, look how long that guy is. Woo!
Jalen Walker, when you first get a look on him, I was like, I actually thought he would be taller. Even though I knew what he came in at height-wise, I still thought he'd be a little bit bigger. But, dude, but again... It sounds weird because you're talking about dudes and like their bodies.
I know what you're about to say.
But, I mean, he's
careful
a specimen.
Yeah. What I was going to say is his trunk.
Yeah,
his
I know.
His trunk, like
I
from
stopped
his
short.
Hips down, you're like,
I wasn't
man,
gonna
that is
it.
A, that's a, I hate using the word thick.
You know, it's thick dude. What's funny is I remember years ago. Thick dude. Years ago, I was with John and he were doing the morning show, and I was their producer, and we would go to the locker room every Wednesday. We get back on a Thursday, and John goes,
I saw Tevin Coleman didn't have his shirt on, and oh man.
And we were like, what?
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, right. Freaky.
Calm down.
John Freaky.
Hey, yo.
Yes. And dude, we gave him hell forever, but all he was trying to say was he didn't think he would be that big. But I mean, when you're looking at a dude in the locker room and your comment on here is, he's bigger than I thought.
You got to be creative in the way you word things. We're going to continue.
Or just don't say them.
That was a big pause segment.
We're going to continue talking about Falcons training camp. There is one rookie that we haven't talked about yet that made quite an impression yesterday. I think it was the first thing that like Mike leaned over to me and goes, hey.
Check that out.
Do you see him out there?
Wow.
We'll get into that next. And we'll also go in the huddle and talk about the injury that was or wasn't as big of a deal. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.